Hey, and welcome back to the Lines In podcast. We last week touched on accountable to yourself and one-offs. That was 82 and 83. Today is 84, episode 84 of season 2. So if you haven't listened to those two, I would suggest going back to them. They have some great points in them. Today we are going to shift some gears. We're getting near winter time, maybe where you are, it is winter. With activities and all these things, we can always make a positive influence in our life. So today's focus is going to be on kind of the change. So a positive change is going to be the call today. So a positive change is today's podcast. What in the world have you noticed lately that you've made a positive change in the last year? Maybe you haven't seen as much of it as you'd like, but what is one of those things? Ask yourself that you've seen in the last year that you've made a positive change, whether that be mental health, physical health, social, going out more, doing things for others, having like yourself, having a great support system. Ask yourself that. What is the positive change you've seen in the last year in your life? Now, focusing on a positive like this, we can start focusing and realizing what are the people that have brought that for you? What is the whole world in your positive side of things? Who are the people that keep coming up? Are they the same people? Is there a variety? Is there a group of them? Are they all to do with activities? Are they just people that you've known for a long time or maybe recently? I know those are lots of questions, but sit back and start thinking about that, process it. What are the positive changes and what are these linked to? It's one of the best ways to start realizing how you can increase your positivity in your life. I have found that one of my favorite things to do is surround yourself with the people that keep coming up. So you will notice that there are people that keep coming up in these things. So this, for instance, if you have a friend that, okay, they're in this situation, they're in this one, they're making positive influences and changing my life, tell them that. It'll make a huge difference to them. And surround yourself with them or spend more time with them. They can make such an impact and such a change in your life. And then you will start feeling better, and you will also start realizing all they can do for you and all you can do for them. Give, right? So if you give and remind people of this, this positive change will actually increase. Now, as always, we need to touch on the opposite side. So what areas have you not? So maybe it's been a little bit less than what you wanted to achieve in the last year. What are some of those? Is it in an area that you could control, or is it out of your control? Why is it? All of these things. So when you sit back and think about it, is there a reason? My number one thought on a lot of it is, if you sit back and start realizing what area could you have done a bit more in, you can't beat yourself up, but maybe it's you weren't ready, maybe you mentally weren't there. Just ask yourself some of those things, and that's where learning is done. Maybe you had long days, you weren't sleeping properly, maybe this all just linked into it and then you didn't give your all. It's sometimes something like that that you can learn from, rather than not talk about it, never worry about it again. I understand we got to focus on positives, but it's one of those things that when you sit in there and you realize, okay, well, this area I wasn't successful in, or wasn't as strong as I wanted to be, just due to I didn't give the effort, or I mentally wasn't there, I wasn't sleeping properly, I was worried about other things, and I wasn't in that situation. When you ask yourself that, you can really start flipping things and becoming way, way more successful. I have found that in my past, sometimes that is one of the biggest things. It's the amount of effort you gave in. So the positive change in your world, you just have to put some more influence and time into those things. Sitting back and asking yourself this, it's so simple to talk about, but harder to put into practice. So when you talk about it, what areas do you want to work on the most? In my line of work, a lot of people always want to talk about physical. But if you deal with your mental and physical at the same time, you'll actually see a way bigger benefit. So get your mental health attached to it and move forward with it. It'll make a huge difference. You'll then actually be able to give more to your physical. And then your social will grow. One of the best things that I have found in fitness is having group training. People meet each other and then they find people with common things. So it has actually increased the popularity within my gym and the success rates across the board, because people get to know each other and then the success rates go up. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite things that I have seen in my own gym. It's one of those things that you can actually sit back and be like, this is where that difference is. I can really start seeing it. It's a huge impact. And having people around you that are similar and that can bring you up, it's so, so influential, and it can actually change your life. So the positive change is one of those things. Focus on it, see exactly the impacts of it, and then just see exactly where you went wrong in the past so you can grow and make them. So as always, we challenge you to do something. Number one thing is just sit back, think about it. Today, we're not going to do any writing again. You're going to just let your brain flow. What are the positive things that you saw in the last year? Ask yourself which areas, which people were influenced in those, where, when, how all these things happened. once you've answered that and you started to like link things, okay, these people were here, I had family here, or I had friends. Now ask your negative ones, the things you didn't do. Why? What did these happen? Was it not enough effort? I mentally wasn't there. Was there links in it? Once you do that, now realize the positives, the people in there, can you bring them into your negative areas and increase your popularity in positivity and increase those rates? Also, is it maybe a situation that you don't belong in and maybe you need to shift your energy somewhere else if it isn't? Those are the things. Ask yourself, see the people, it's all about people, the people in your life that make a positive influence. Remember that, take it and switch any negative into a positive, and then give your energy where it needs to be and realize every day is a blessing and make such an impact in your own life. Focus on your social, physical, mental, and just realize and thank yourself. And as always, remind everybody in your life for the impacts they have made, because this will make a huge difference in theirs and yours. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.